Nolte, watch, Disney's Indiana Jones's Goes Woke a new clip. By John Nolte on May 16, 2023. Based on this clip, Disney and Kathleen Kennedy weren't satisfied with woke raping Star Wars. Look at what the left-wing hacks have done to Indiana Jones. Yep, he's a grouchy old man on a golf cart bested by and then saved by that Fleabag chick. Terrible CGI. Over-digitized. Too much of it looks fake and pixelated. Question, why are they bantering during a deadly chase? This only serves to remove all the suspense. Of course, the fact they're going 11 miles per hour also undermines the tension. Then, of course, that Fleabag chick tells the audience she's resourceful, beautiful, daring, self-sufficient. Then Indy can only be saved by jumping into her golf cart. So. Now a girl boss is at the wheel. She's in charge, baby. You sit back there and let the women's do the heroics, old white male. This clip makes me wonder if Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny will be worse than Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. A task that seemed impossible before today. As far as the obnoxious resourceful, beautiful, daring, self-sufficient line. A decent movie would show rather than tell us her character represents those qualities. The fact that the movie tells us is absurdly ham-handed. The fact that the movie believes this information is so important that it is told to us in a way that eliminates all the tension from a chase is dreadful filmmaking. Worse still, Phoebe Waller-Bridge has no charm or warmth. Yep, we're a long way from Marion Ravenwood in Raiders. Marion was an appealing beauty who did not have to tell the audience she was resourceful, beautiful, daring, and self-sufficient because she displayed those qualities repeatedly. Better still, those qualities were both her virtues and flaws. That's what made Marion iconic. She was tough, had her pride, and we loved her for that, but, and this is important, those qualities also got her in trouble and over her head. That's what made her human and unforgettable, unlike an obnoxious girl boss. No one has a problem with strong female characters. America's affection for resourceful, beautiful, daring, and self-sufficient women reaches back to Betty Davis, Barbara Stanwyck, Sigourney Weaver, Marion Ravenwood. What disgusts us is this new crop of smug, bossy, charmless emasculators. Currently, the downvotes on this clip outnumber the upvotes nearly 2-1. Here are some of the best comments. Meet the Ray of Indiana Jones franchise. Harrison, you just stand aside and leave all the hard stuff to this girl and look baffled as many times as you can. So Indy's a hectoring old man now, there's an annoying teenager and Fleabag's the one who saves the day. These people aren't sidekicks, they're competition. Wow, a 10 miles per hour tuk-tuk race while the sassy female protagonist quips. Truly cinematic history. The daring, beautiful, self-sufficient line, another example of Hollywood telling us what we're supposed to think of the character rather than showing us what to think of the character. It's like they don't trust the viewers to come to that conclusion on their own. There's something incredibly uncharismatic about Waller-Bridge. To get away with self-aggrandizing like that, you have to be so charming people can't help themselves. She just comes across as obnoxious and smug. Let's make a car chase between shitty tuk-tuks and two of the fastest sedans of the day. We should hire this guy. This little scene should be a joke, but it isn't. This is the state of modern movies. Old ones, successful and capable actors being forced to star in horrible CGI-filled movies alongside bitchy feminist sidekicks whose only character trait is their ability to succeed at everything that the main character no longer can or ever could because the writers, director and producers are rich far left-leaning narcissists who don't understand real human emotions or concepts like humility, responsibility, accountability and self-awareness. Disney handed Kathleen Kennedy two of the most beloved and iconic franchises in movie history, and she turned around and produced disposable, smug, forgettable sequels no one will watch in 10 years. Kennedy can do timely all day long. Anyone can. Kennedy is genetically incapable of timeless. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.